Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
All right, now that I'm good and casually baked,
yeah,
let's play Nostradamus for a minute.
Okay.
Where do you think the big picture of the cannabis industry, like, where's it going?
I think that within 25 years, the cannabis industry worldwide will be larger than alcohol.
I buy into that. What's your logic?
I think that there are over 100 cannabinoids, and we have just scratched the surface of what this magical plant has to offer us. And nobody expected CBD to be the product that it has become in this ginormous market. And we're seeing THCV, we're seeing CBN, we're seeing CBG, you know, start to grow, develop their own markets. We're seeing CBD have its own aisle in stores in some states.
Mm-hmm.
And I think younger people are going to be excited about the way that cannabis can help them live a better life in a really safe way that alcohol cannot.
Well, and I'm already experimenting with that myself. I was just talking to someone how really the way I use cannabis in my life is also a form of biohacking. I got my endocannabinoid panel run, and I know how cannabis interacts in my body. I know how I metabolize it.
Right.
So I can use it strategically. And I do understand the different cannabinoids. And I will say that if they could begin to grow cannabis that has high THCV and, mm-hmm. you know, high CBG, that will be a game changer because,
right.
you know, that's when you can really say there is such a thing as skinny weed.
Right.
Like stuff that's like, this is diet weed. Mm-hmm. I mean, because THCV, you know, that cannabinoid is known to curb your appetite. And I, you know, these Instagram fools out there that will be like, you need to take more THCV, girl. Like, you know, and it's like, you couldn't even afford to purchase the amount of THCV that you would need to like really use it as a diet product. But if we can start.
Is
like,
Snoop Dogg the next Jenny Craig?
He can't be. He's too skinny
Martha
already.
Martha Stewart with her skinny
Maybe.
Weed? That sounds like a thing.
Why not me? Fuck it. Casually make skinny weed.
Now we're talking.
No.
JoJo's special.
I'm in the media game. I'm not in the flower game. I like to taste it, but I don't want to grow it. I mean, if I had a farm out in the country somewhere, I'd grow pot, but living in the middle of the city, I couldn't grow something on this back porch that would pass the COA.
That's funny.
I mean, it's the truth. The 980 is like a block away.
Yes.
I mean, I leave my windows open and there's just like black soot on my window sills every day. And
you leave your windows open in Oakland?
Why are you going to tell everybody?
At this address?
Listen, I am safe. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks.
But Fox News would tell you otherwise.
That's right. They would. They would tell me otherwise. They do tell me otherwise. I just don't turn on the TV to listen to them. So I win.
You win.
Yeah. I wish everybody else would win by turning off their TV.
I think it's happening. Or maybe we've just switched to streaming.
Yeah. Everyone looks like zombies with just like their eyeballs are sucked to their phone. And you know, I was thinking, okay, so totally stoner. So we continue to evolve as a species.
Right.
Text neck is a thing. Like, do you think about what humans might, how we might look
right.
in 100 years? Like, we have these like kind of long overturned heads
yeah.
with like these weird necks because we're all staring at screens.
Yeah. And they're also finding out that bone spurs are starting to grow on the back of heads due to cell phone use.
My dad's having some fucked up neck shit right now.
Right.
And they're like, your neck is all jacked up. And it's like, it is. It's like, we're totally looking down all the time. We're just going to be deformed or not. It'll be the new thing. Somebody that erect species that are looking up instead of down will be all of a sudden the...
Well, let us pray that the singularity comes sooner rather than later.
That was actually maybe too deep for where I am right now.
I mean, the singularity, right, is when man and machine merge.
Oh.
Or when the machine takes over.
I was thinking when... See, and because I'm of the light and I'm a hippie, mine was the same thing, except when like humans finally recognize that we're all divine and we all are God. Like,
sure. So, that's coming too.
I know. Well, so that's where I was. And I was like, that might be a little deeper than what anybody wants to hear right now. But Transformers, yes, people love that shit. Let's go with yours.
That's funny.
Oh, good times.
Good talk.
I think that's a really great talk. We had a time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.